This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Breaking the law, breaking the law. Breaking the law, breaking the law. But whose answer to 1984 is 1776? You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
I love how all these trendy, all these delusional thought they just take over America and set up their world government, piss all over the Republic without a fight. As they get deeper into this thing, they realize it's far from what they thought it'd be. Now they're fighting for their lives. That makes the enemy even more dangerous now. They're not just operating on hubris. As I've said many times, wild horses couldn't drag me away from what I'm doing here today. I'm not trying to talk like some guy from a wolf playing chili. I had my lungs pretty infected today. But as I said, wild horses couldn't drag me away. I just look at the offense of a culture that makes women wear hoods over their heads and cuts their genitals off, and that floods our country with it. Paul Watson, Infowars.com. Canada celebrates hijab-wearing news anchor, while Christians on the same network are banned from wearing crosses. And then you hear about a machete attack, but the news is saying it's a gun attack. That's how controlled the press is. So I got upset about that. And then sure enough, it was a jihadi from Somalia. In my own life, I don't need to blame some group or hate some group to feel good about myself. The fact that Muslims are, on average, so oppressed and so backwards makes me feel sorry for them. But I can't be told that I'm some backwards guy that hates women when all I do is spoil women. I can't sit here and listen to lies anymore. I can't go along with this BS anymore. I've had dinners with these pseudo-intellectual, big newspaper reporters, liberal icons. They're like middle midgets. It's like, how the hell are you ruling over us? But it's because the power structure put them in power. Because they're bent dick bastards. They're not straight shooters. These people put me anywhere in a fight. Half of them don't know who their daddy is. I don't mean that mean to folks don't know who their daddy is, but knowing who your daddy is a lot bigger than knowing who your daddy is. They don't stand for anything except screwing people over. They're the most unhappy, miserable people I could ever imagine. And I think in this great animating contest of liberty, the most important thing I can ever transmit to anybody is that we not be part of these people. God, they're a joke. I want to play this clip, though, of the jihad training, because we're bringing people in from third world countries that oppress their own people. And they're being brought here as cultural detonators. Imagine a woman can't wear a cross on CNN, but this woman can wear that all arrogantly in her little Stockholm syndrome. Yeah, I'm not going to go along with her. Here's a clip.
Not the time come to defend the Muslims. Has not the time come to avenge the bereaved woman. Has not the time come to seek revenge for the imprisoned. So wear jihad. Fight for your religion. Your soul, your honor, before you shout in regret, if only I acted when I had the opportunity.
I'd like to spit some beach nut in that dude's eye and shoot him with an old 45. I love how he was using the anti-Nazi refrain. God, what a piece of work. What a cult of scum. All right, David Knight's coming up. I want to thank you all for your support and prayers. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. God, I never asked for this. I guess I did ask for it, but never knew it would happen. Appreciate the great crew and all the work they're doing. I'll be back tomorrow, Lord willing, 11 a.m. Central. David Knight is coming up from the studio about 30 feet from me. He'll be locked and loaded and ready. Stay with us. Spread the word. The Hate This Broadcast.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Welcome back to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show on this Monday, November 28th, 2016. Cyber Monday, if you're paying any attention to the sales and the specials that have started on Thanksgiving this year. A lot of optimism we see in these sales figures as people are looking forward to a change of events, a new deal, an environment that is going to put the economy first. And, of course, I think that was the key thing. I think Donald Trump didn't stress it as much as he could have, but people understood that what this was about was the economy. And I think that was really a major part of the win for Donald Trump, to understand that he was going to do things, as we saw with the Thanksgiving weekend, to tackle carrier air conditioning and say, don't move your factory to Mexico. Let me tell you why. We don't know what he said to them. Maybe he said, you're going to find that it isn't really going to work out for you if you do that, because it's not going to give you a price advantage. We're going to make sure that doesn't happen. I don't know what he did, but hopefully that is in play. And we see that type of thing. And at the same time, as I tweeted out, it says, amazing contrast between Obama and Hillary Clinton who bragged about how they were going to take jobs, how they were going to shut down entire industries, how they were going to starve us of energy, how they were going to shut off our air conditioning even. We just had John Kerry, middle of September, saying, yeah, we're going to cap your air conditioning usage, and then we're going to start reducing it right away. No, you're not. From my cold, dead hands. And so now there's optimism. You know, we've got, it looks like we're going to have somebody who is friendly to our economic activities, who wants us to have air conditioning and things like that. So I think there's a lot of optimism that we're seeing in these figures. And, of course, we have a lot of sales at InfoWars as well. From Black Friday to Cyber Monday, we've got several sales at InfoWarsLife.com. Some of those, 50% off a Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com, 30% off Supermail Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com. Also, we have Black Friday specials that we've extended through today. 30 to 40% off all InfoWars Select Storable Food and 30% off Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. All of those are key ingredients for your preparedness as well as for your health. And this is a great time to stock up on it. You should be optimistic, but also be prepared. Now, today I want to talk about several things that have been bothering me over the last couple of days as we look at the transition. We've got Barack Obama saying that he's going to put in a flurry of new rules for us. Forget the fact that hopefully Donald Trump is going to reduce these. I remember during the campaign, it was just back beginning of October, that Donald Trump was talking about how he's going to reduce probably 70% of the regulations, he said. And the Hill took him to task, and they said, no, you can't do that. You can't just cut regulations that easily. Going back to October 7th, they said, the issue of regulation has been so thoroughly politicized that it's not surprising if members of the public think that issuing a regulation or rescinding one is something that a president can do with the stroke of a pen. Now, I think you need a phone, too, don't you, Obama? You need a pen and a phone to do that kind of stuff. I say regulations often get confused with executive orders, which can actually be done away with quite easily. Oh, really? Okay, well, let's talk about the regulations. And I think this is a key thing to understanding how much power has been concentrated in the office of president and why it is such a bad thing. And hopefully this is going to change under Trump. If not, hopefully at least he will remove some of the burdensome regulations that have been placed on us. He'll take those away. And whether they've been done by executive order or whether they've been done by the orders of the massive bureaucracy. Remember the Declaration of Independence where they said that the king had swarms of officers that were harassing our people and eating out their substance? Remember when we rebelled against taxation without representation? Well, we have all that in these bureaucracies. We not only have taxation without representation, we not only have swarms of officers who harass us, who eat out our substance, but we also have regulation without any representation. We have legislation without representation, not just taxation. Understand that these regulatory agencies are little empires unto themselves. They write their own laws. They're given broad powers by the Congress, which has abdicated its power to these regulatory agencies, and they work under and with the president as an extension of executive orders. You need to start thinking of the EPA and the IRS and all these other regulatory agencies. You need to start thinking of them as an extension of executive orders, because that's truly what they are. And so we should get to the bottom of this. It's one of the reasons why, as I look at all these different cabinet picks that Trump is doing, in many regards, I just look at it as like, I just wish he would shut down that entire organization as opposed to putting somebody in front and top of it and continuing on with it. But they talk about, and they said this back in October 7th, this editorial by The Hill said, Trump can't really cut these regulations because it takes a very long time to do it. It's a very time-consuming process, they said. Proponents of regulation often complain about just how hard it is to get a new regulation. Oh, yeah. That's why we have 80,000-plus pages of them every year, because it's so, so difficult. No, it's not hard. But they do drag the process out. They say, for better or worse, it takes roughly the same amount of time to get rid of one. Years, they say. First, the agency has to propose a regulation. Then they open the proposal for public comment. Then if it has a large economic impact, then we have to do studies about that. Then once they get all this stuff back, they have to respond to the comments, redo their analysis, and so forth. And then they're going to get sued. So they say one of the key things, and this is what you have to understand, the purpose of regulations, the purpose of the FDA, the purpose of all these other regulatory agencies is if an industry has spent millions of dollars coming into compliance with the regulation, they're not likely to be happy that new competitors can now enter the market without complying with those regulations. You understand? Then when we look at stuff like the Dodd-Frank bill, that was not really set up to control the banks. If they wanted to control the banks, they'd break them up, which is what Bill Clinton did. He created the too big to fail bank mergers, the first one being Nation Bank and Bank of America. And then they all started merging. Everybody said, we're going to wind up with five or six banks that are huge. And that's what we did. And they were too big to fail, too big to jail. We've seen that type of thing over and over again. When you look at the FDA, what do? They put these regulations in here so that they can keep other people from getting into competition with them. That's the whole purpose of this. That's why you have regulatory capture. They speak of that. They take control of the FDA and their regulators to keep their competitors at bay. Look at what happens to somebody who wants to start a new car company, for example. You have this guy, the only person I've seen that has seriously tried to start a new car company, I think since DeLorean, is this guy Elio. And what did he have to do? He had to go to something that had three wheels so he could escape some of the onerous regulations that were put in there by Detroit to keep competition out. They don't want new competition. So he had to create a car that wasn't technically a car. And we'll see how that goes. But that's the purpose of these regulations. And so when I look at this, and I look at this article that came out of the Christian Science Monitor. It was linked on the Drudge Report. Federal agencies are pushing a flurry of midnight rulemaking under Obama. They talk about how, well, the White House is reviewing as many as 98 final regulations that could be implemented before Trump takes office, including 17 with an estimated annual economic impact of $100 million or more. That would be each, folks. Each of those 17 regulations would have an impact of more than $100 million. See, that's the issue. And that's what needs to stop. We need to have something that is going to – we need to have a revolution. It needs to be based on the Constitution. And the thing that I'm concerned about with the Trump transition team is we've seen now there's been so much pushback against Romney. Kellyanne Conway is talking about how the masses of people are furious about this. Others have spoken out against it, like Huckabee, like Gingrich, that it's a betrayal if he were to do this. I think it's a big mistake. I think we need somebody who is going to not push back against Donald Trump's agenda, what he ran on. And I don't really understand. I understand reaching out to the other side, trying to get a consensus. But when you pick somebody like your chief of staff, like Priebus, or you pick somebody like Romney, or even worse, Petraeus, as they're now talking about, when you do that, you have to understand that what he's doing when he puts these people in as chief of staff, as secretary of state, he's really kind of running a three-legged race with these people. And that's kind of hard to do when the other guy is desperately trying to go in the other direction. When these guys are dyed-in-the-wool globalists who are going to fight you on these key issues, that's a real problem. And when we look at this, I want to look at this in just a moment. Some of the other things I'm going to talk about in this hour, just to give you an idea, and if I don't get to all of these things, I'll be talking about them on the nightly news tonight where I'm hosting. I'll also be talking about the world leaders' reactions to Fidel Castro. There's an amazing Twitter hashtag that is really hilarious that came out of response to Pierre Trudeau's eulogy for Fidel Castro, people making fun of that. But also want to give you just my personal take on it. Somebody who grew up in Florida, who was a child during the Cuban Missile Crisis, who knew a lot of liberty-loving Cubans. Also, I want to talk about Jill Stein and this attack, not only on Trump, but on the Electoral College and why the Electoral College is so important. And I want to get to all that. But let's go back to Petraeus here for a moment. Understand where Petraeus is coming from as we see the news articles that today he is going to be going to Trump Tower to talk to Donald Trump about Secretary of State. Also, Mitt Romney is going to be coming back again tomorrow. Hopefully that's going to be a meeting where Donald Trump says, sorry, it looks out like the engagement is off. Can I have the ring back? Okay. I hope that's what's going to be behind this Romney meeting. But it concerned me very much to see David Petraeus there. Why? Why? Because David Petraeus has been a strong supporter and ally of Hillary Clinton. He was during the election. He is a not only a frequent but a regular attendee of Bilderberg. He's one of the inner circle of Bilderberg. That's where he hangs out. Okay. He's an emerging leader amongst the globalists. Okay. This guy is Petraeus. Is a nascent Kissinger or nascent Brzezinski. We do not want to have them take over the Trump presidency by having somebody like this in that position. He's also a Wall Street crony capitalist. He also is a gun control advocate. He's also a supporter of total surveillance state. Remember when he was bragging about how your appliances, the Internet of Things, all these things are going to be spying on you very soon, and he was happy about that? Stay with us. We're going to be right back. We're going to talk about what's behind all of this. We'll be right back.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. I was just talking about the possibility that Donald Trump might choose General Petraeus as a Secretary of State and not Mitt Romney. Would that be better? I think it might be even worse than Mitt Romney, and I'm not at all a supporter of Mitt Romney for that position, let me tell you. Think about what the duties of the Secretary of State are, okay? Secretary of State is going to be essentially the president's eyes and ears abroad. He's going to be involved in war and peace and determining whether or not we're going to go to war with people, or we're going to have peace, or we're going to have more interventionist wars. He's also going to be involved with the trade treaties. He's going to be involved with the climate treaties, as we've seen with John Kerry. Is this going to be somebody that is going to be on Donald Trump's side, that is going to further the policies that Donald Trump ran on and got elected on, the policies that people voted for him to put in place? Think about General Petraeus. Think about the fact that he is part of the inner circle at Bilderberg. Now, there are people who go to Bilderberg, and they'll go just once, and they'll look at it. It's like, I'm not going back there. Again, that was Margaret Thatcher. She went, she criticized them, and within a few months, they removed her as prime minister from the UK. But someone like Petraeus, who has now embedded himself in Wall Street crony capitalism, he's with KKR. He is, I think, an emerging Kissinger, an emerging Brzezinski. This guy is thoroughly a globalist. He is not going to be with Donald Trump in terms of fighting these global trade treaties, I can tell you that. He's probably not going to be with him on the climate treaties as well. He is somebody who has continually supported these kind of interventionist wars, so it's not going to be a pullback against our involvement in unnecessary wars either to have somebody like this. And so I hope that Donald Trump realizes that he doesn't really need the Republicans, and he certainly doesn't need Democrats like Petraeus. Yeah, Petraeus really is a Democrat. Look back at the beginning of September. We had this article from Politico saying Clinton was going to convene a meeting at the time with Petraeus and other national security experts. She was going to have him in, along with former Homeland Security Chief Michael Chertoff. These are people who supported her during the election. Understand, Petraeus was a Clinton supporter, along with people like Michael Morrill, the former deputy CIA director, who was a big league Trump critic, okay? And he openly endorsed Hillary. David Petraeus said a lot of very kind things about Hillary Clinton. And, of course, in this meeting, we also had Janet Napolitano, John Allen, who was also involved in the sex scandal with General Petraeus. What happened with General Petraeus in terms of the emails? It was also the next month, in October 22nd, we saw a report from Fox News. We want to talk about this email scandal here, that Petraeus essentially had a leak of classified information, just like Hillary Clinton did. There were 1,000, and this is key, 1,000 Clinton-Petraeus emails that were missing from the records sent to state and the FBI records show. So the issue is this. We've got General Petraeus, who was convicted, and we've got an article here as to who was worse in terms of security issues, Clinton or Petraeus? Hillary Clinton or Petraeus? Well, there's two ways to look at this. But the bottom line is, why would we be embracing somebody who has shown open contempt for national security? We have lost virtually all of our freedoms in the last 15 years in the name of national security. It has become a religion of the state. And yet we give the people at the top, Petraeus and Clinton, we give them a pass. And although he was convicted and of a misdemeanor, even though he had multiple felonies, we let these people get a pass, and then we give them rewards of letting them run for president or making them Secretary of State? I just don't get it. Here he has 1,000 Clinton-Petraeus emails. So you might say, well, you know, what is this? Why is he meeting and the headliner for a security meeting for Hillary Clinton, trying to get up her credentials to show that she's really tough on ISIS? Well, it's because they have a deep, long relationship. Say roughly 1,000 emails between Hillary Clinton and General Petraeus were thought to be missing from the 30,000 emails provided by Clinton's team to the State Department in December 2014, according to, back in October 22nd, newly released FBI investigative files. Additional documents obtained through a federal lawsuit by Judicial Watch show that Clinton had directed Petraeus to send her emails at her personal address. So she told David Petraeus, send these classified documents to me at my personal address. And he did. He's no better than Hillary Clinton. And, of course, they go on to say that This was a heavily redacted FBI interview summary from August the 17th, 2015. A State Department employee from the Office of Information Programs and Services, which handles FOIA requests, showed how these records are apparently not among those that were turned over by Hillary Clinton. They say they had CENTCOM records that showed approximately 1,000 records, but hey, we can't find those and the ones that were turned over to the FBI. See, they're missing, okay? Understand that. So they hid those emails. What were they hiding? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host this fourth hour. I want to get back to David Petraeus and his involvement in the Hillary Clinton email scandals. 1,000 emails. We now found out, actually it wasn't just now, we found this out back in October, that there were 1,000 emails between Hillary Clinton and David Petraeus that had gone missing, that the Clinton group did not turn over. So that's obstruction of justice. That's a very serious felony. What were they hiding there? And what does it tell us when we see that Donald Trump is considering David Petraeus for Secretary of State? And I say this not to criticize, but to warn Donald Trump not to bring somebody like this into his inner circle. We have to understand So the way the system is going to fight this, and they've been fighting it, both the leadership of the Democrats and Republicans, who's pointed out through the entire election, attacking Donald Trump. He won without them. He doesn't need them to govern. He needs the people. He can go over their heads. He can have the same kind of massive rallies that he did when he was running for president. He can communicate directly to the people with social media. He can put pressure on these people using the public. And so it ought to be Donald Trump with the people. Ronald Reagan said he was going to do that. He never did it. Ronald Reagan said he was going to go over the heads of Washington bureaucrats and he was going to go straight to the people. Donald Trump actually did that. And he has done that to a far greater extent than Ronald Reagan ever did. And we need to understand that when Ronald Reagan became president, one of the ways that they co-opted him was by infiltrating the State Department with 300-plus Council on Foreign Relations people who were globalists, who were warmongers, who were the kinds of people that David Petraeus is. And so when we see CNN reporting that David Petraeus is meeting with Donald Trump at Trump Tower today, and a top transition official tells CNN that many in Trump's camp support having Petraeus fill the position. They say Trump is inclined to pick Petraeus, according to the official, yet he's weighing whether it's a good idea to have two retired generals heading the State Department and the Pentagon. Well, that's not the problem. I mean, he could fill the entire cabinet with generals. That wouldn't be a problem. The problem is filling your inner circle with the kinds of people who opposed you, who opposed the agenda that people voted for. And also the hypocrisy of putting somebody in who has the same kinds of issues as Hillary Clinton. This, and when we say this, there's been a massive pushback against Mitt Romney. For whatever reason, Donald Trump thought that Mitt Romney might be a good Secretary of State. Maybe it was being pushed by Reince Priebus. I believe that was probably the case. But the people spoke in massive numbers. Kellyanne Conway is talking about that, and I hope that it isn't simply, but they're not opposing him simply because this is partisan tribalism. I hope it's because they understand the principles involved, and I hope they won't bring in David Petraeus, who is equally comfortable with both the Republicans and the Democrats. This guy has absolutely no principles other than globalism, and we have seen that over and over again from him. But when we look at this, going back to October, this is something from PolitiFact, and at the time, Donald Trump had said, well, David Petraeus was treated worse than Hillary Clinton. He was hammered by this. And I said, well, really, whose case was worse? PolitiFact believed that Petraeus' case was worse than Hillary Clinton's. I don't think so, but here's what they said. They said Petraeus pled guilty in 2015 to a misdemeanor charge of mishandling confidential materials. A misdemeanor charge. Thank you. Now, I want you to hear what he did, okay? Is this a misdemeanor charge of a national security violation? He gave his mistress, Paula Broadwell, access to 8 notebooks with top secret and code information. She made copies of over 300 documents that were marked secret. Now, what was he given for that? Well, he was given a $100,000 fine, which is nothing to somebody like him, the kind of connections he has on Wall Street. And he was given 2 years probation. Now, that was back in 2015. Would he even be eligible to become Secretary of State? Would Donald Trump have to give David Petraeus a pardon in order to make him his Secretary of State? What does that say when you have to give somebody, a criminal, a pardon so that you can make them Secretary of State? And they say, in addition, David Petraeus lied to FBI agents who were investigating the case. Well, and when he gives up 300 documents that were marked secret, why is that a misdemeanor? Why did that one individual who was a lowly seaman on a submarine who took 4 or 5 pictures on a submarine with his iPhone as a souvenir, and those were classified as confidential, why is he in prison for an extended period of time? And then these people go free. So in Clinton's case, they say, the FBI found 110 emails with classified information on her server, 8 of which were designated top secret. Here's the deal, okay? It doesn't matter if you've got 110 classified secret documents or you got 300 classified documents. You shouldn't be given, have that taken down to a misdemeanor as it was for David Petraeus, or you shouldn't have it completely ignored as it was for Hillary Clinton. Why don't you just make Hillary Clinton your Secretary of State if you're going to go with David Petraeus? We really need to push back on this. We need to do it for the sake of the Republic. We need to do it for the sake of Donald Trump, because this guy will torpedo his administration. I am absolutely convinced of it. I don't trust David Petraeus whatsoever. Now, let's take a look at the Fidel Castro responses. When I saw the way people were reacting, I tweeted out, and if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm Libertarian, at Libertarian on Twitter. I said, isn't it telling to see Democrats who called Trump Hitler falling all over themselves to praise Castro? And I said, Trump was right. He is a brutal dictator. And here's some of the reactions that we have from USA Today. We've got President Obama saying, today we offer condolences to Fidel Castro's family, and our thoughts and prayers are with the Cuban people. Think about if this were Hitler. Would we say, today we offer condolences to Hitler's family, and our thoughts and prayers are with the German people? See, there was a hashtag that came out because Pierre Trudeau did that. I'm going to read you some of those in a moment. They're really funny. But then, again, the analogy. He said, this is what Obama said about Castro. He said, for nearly six decades, the relationship between the U.S. and Cuba was marked by discord and by profound political disagreements. Well, what would we have said? For nearly a decade, the relationship between the U.S. and Germany under Adolf Hitler was marked by discord and profound political disagreements. Let's call a real dictator a real dictator. That's what these people are unable to do. Donald Trump, however, was able to do it. And I don't see any other world leader that called it like it was. We did have some commentators who spoke out. We had Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz, both of whom had families who came from Cuba, who spoke out about that. But Donald Trump said this, and he got it right. He said, today the world marks the passing of a brutal dictator who oppressed his own people for nearly six decades. Fidel Castro's legacy is one of firing squads, one of theft, one of unimaginable suffering, poverty, and the denial of fundamental human rights. While Cuba remains a totalitarian island, Trump said, it is my hope that today marks a move away from the horrors endured for too long toward a future in which the wonderful Cuban people finally live and the freedom they so richly deserve. Yet then we see John Kerry coming out. We extend our condolences to the Cuban people today as they mourn the passing of Fidel. He played an outsized role in their lives, and he influenced the direction of regional and even global affairs, just like Adolf Hitler. And then we have Vladimir Putin coming out saying that Castro was a symbol of a whole era of modern world history. Yes, he was. The Cuban Missile Crisis. The Cuban Missile Crisis. And that's my personal connection to Fidel Castro. That and the fact that I grew up with so close to the missiles that they were trying to put in. He brought us, as Peter Hitchens points out in the Daily Mail, Fidel Castro and his pal, what's his name? Hammered his shoe on the dais, saying, "We will bury you." The two of them brought us to the brink of Armageddon, and I was a very young child at the time, and I will never, never forget that. And at the time, they told us, even though we had schools that were very close to our homes. We had neighborhood schools in those days. We didn't bus everybody from one side of town to the other. They told us that we wouldn't have time to get home if there was a nuclear attack because Cuba was so close. And they scared us to death. And with good reason. We were right at the brink. That was the closest the world has ever come to a nuclear catastrophe. And so from that reason alone, we should be upset about it. But we should be upset for what he did to the Cuban people. And I knew a lot of Cubans who had come to Florida from Castro's Cuba. And I have to say that like the people who have escaped communism or other forms of totalitarianism, they are some of the most hardcore liberty lovers you'll ever find. I was friends with a lot of them whose parents had come. I was in bands with a lot of Cuban guys, Lopez, Diaz, Rodriguez, a lot of guys, really fine musicians, and their parents knew what Cuba was like. They'd had businesses confiscated by this guy, stolen from them. That's the theft that Donald Trump was talking about. They knew people who had been killed by this ruthless dictator. And to see this guy eulogized by these people on the left, even to see him eulogized by the people who are now saying, oh, we don't like the Electoral College, it just isn't democratic enough. And it's like, seriously? Are you serious? about this? Look at some of these other reactions. Here's Ireland's president. Having survived some 600 attempts on his life, why would they have tried to kill him? Well, only because he brought us to the brink of an Armageddon. And when I go back to Putin's reaction to this, talking about how he was a friend of Russia and everything, what we need to understand is just how dangerous and provocative it is to position missiles on the border of a country. And we should understand that in our foreign policy as well, because now we are making the same mistake in aggressing against the Russian people in the Ukraine that they did under Khrushchev. That's the name I couldn't remember. Under Khrushchev, when they came to trying to preposition nuclear rockets in Cuba, as close as it was to Florida. So that was a very provocative thing. Now we are doing the same sort of thing, want to do that, in the Ukraine and elsewhere, to Russia. It's a very destabilizing thing. So we don't want Secretary of States who do that type of thing. We shouldn't lionize people who do that. Putin shouldn't lionize people that did that to us and at the same time be concerned about us doing that to him in the Ukraine. But let's talk about what Ireland's president said. Oh, he survived 600 attempts on his life after he tried to blow up the world. And he was known to his peers in Cuba as El Comandante. And he became one of the longest serving heads of state in the world. Well, you know what? That's not an accomplishment if you're an authoritarian dictator, because to survive for a long period of time as a head of state, they don't have elections, right? All these people, again, as I point out, who are complaining about the Electoral College. And as they pointed out in this recent article where they quoted this, they said, you know what? You don't have peers as an authoritarian dictator. By definition, you don't have peers. And they could say, one could argue that the inequality that this guy from Ireland says, he guided the country through a remarkable process of social and political change, advocating development path that was unique and determinedly independent. Well, you could say that inequality is less pronounced in Cuba than in other Latin American countries, because why? The entire country has been taken to the least common denominator, impoverished. That's the way the communists work. Then you've got European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker saying that the world has lost a man who was a hero for many. These are the globalists who just love Fidel Castro. He changed the course of the country and his influence reached far beyond. His legacy will be judged by history. Yeah, it sure will. The UK's socialist leader Jeremy Corbyn called him a champion of social justice. And as Reason magazine pointed out, this must be news to the gays who were herded into labor camps following his revolution. The poets and the musicians who were imprisoned for having counter-revolutionary expressions. And the exploited workers who, in the cruelest of ironies, were forbidden from unionizing. Oh, just as they did in East Germany. And then we've got the guy who takes the cake. Justin Trudeau, Canada's prime minister, called Castro a remarkable leader. He said he served his people for almost half a century. What does it mean when a dictator is said to have served his people? I'm reminded of the Twilight Zone episode where you have the aliens land and they say, well, you know, we come in peace and we're going to give you all this wonderful technology and, you know, we're your friends. And at the very end, we're here to serve mankind. That's what they kept telling. We're here to serve mankind. At the end, one of the guys gets into the ship and he sees a cookbook on how to cook human beings, and it was called To Serve Mankind. Well, that's the kind of serving that Fidel Castro did for the Cuban people. But that's what Justin Trudeau said. He served his people. Yeah, he did. He did. He was a controversial figure, he said, and he had his supporters and his detractors. But the Cuban people, many had a deep and lasting affection for El Comandante. In other words, the commander. And, you know, I've seen the same sort of thing when we went to China to adopt my daughter. I saw the cult of personality that had grown up around Mao. I understand the same thing happens in Russia around Stalin. People love strong leaders, and they get very nostalgic for it when they disappear. You know, kind of like we do for Abraham Lincoln, our Stalin in this country. That's my opinion of Lincoln. But, you know, they love these strong leaders. They call them remarkable. And so I want to read you some of the people who trolled Justin Trudeau on Twitter. This is also from Reason. They pulled out some of these quotes on Trudeau eulogies is the hashtag. Here's one of them. Today we mourn painter and animal rights activist Adolf Hitler. His death also highlights the need for suicide awareness. Or this one. Mr. Stalin's greatest achievement was his eradication of obesity in the Ukraine through innovative agricultural reforms. Because, of course, he was responsible for mass starvation in the most fertile area of the former Soviet Union. Or President Snow was a troubled leader, but one who knew the value of lasting entertainment for his districts. Let us remember from The Lord of the Rings, Sauron, whose leadership united the disparate peoples across the lands of Middle-earth in a singular purpose. Or this from Star Wars. While controversial, Darth Vader achieved great heights in space construction, and he played a formative role in his son's life. Or, also from history, I offer my condolences to the family of Genghis Khan, a controversial figure who also created a bond between East and West. Another one from fiction. If nothing else can be said for Hannibal Lecter, at least he had great taste in people. That's the kind of tags you can see at hashtag Trudeau eulogies. Maybe you can come up with some yourself. But, of course, Marco Rubio had it right when he said Castro is now facing his maker. After many attempts by the CIA, it was finally old age who got him. And we have Ted Cruz giving an ABC anchor an earful. In a fiery reaction to Castro's death, he says the funeral will be a test for Obama. Are we going to have Obama and John Kerry or maybe Joe Biden all show up and weep for this dictator? I wouldn't be surprised. That's the kind of leaders they are. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're going to talk a little bit about the Electoral College. Don't go away.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I am David Knight. I'm going to talk. We've got some breaking news about this challenge to the Electoral College, challenge to the various states by Jill Stein. And I'm going to talk tonight about what this is truly about. This really is important because it's not just an attack on Donald Trump. It's also an attack on the Electoral College, which is a firewall to the corruption and the concentration of power that we have in big states. You have to understand that's a very important function of the Electoral College. If we didn't have that, then as Donald Trump pointed out, he could have campaigned in four or five big states and that would have been it. And you won't have anybody coming to ask for your votes outside of New York, Chicago, and L.A. if we didn't have the Electoral College. As it was, he really kind of focused on 15 states out of 50. And if you want to make it even more concentrated, and if you want to give the power to rig the election to some of the most corrupt jurisdictions in our country, then by all means, go to a direct popular vote. So we'll talk about that. I've got some breaking news about Jill Stein and her challenge. It looks like she may have lost. I'll tell you why in just a moment. Real quickly, however, I want to remind you of our Cyber Monday and Black Friday specials. Our Black Friday specials have been extended. We had a for 24 hours, we've got a sale of 30% off Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, as well as 30 to 40% off InfoWars Select Storable Food. So that is something that was part of our Black Friday special, and we've extended it for another 24 hours. Also, we have some specials that are part of our Cyber Monday specials. We have Super Male Vitality, 30% off Cyber Monday special, and we have extended Silver Bullet, 50% off at InfoWarsLife.com. So check out the huge savings that we have at InfoWars Life as well as InfoWarsStore.com. The 30 to 40% off InfoWars Select Storable Food, that is a huge sale, as are the 30 to 50% off of these select ingredients like Survival Shield X2, Silver Bullet, and Super Male Vitality. Now, the breaking news that I was just informed of by the crew while we were on break, Jill Stein needed to get a recount in, I think it was three states. And if she did that, it would take it down, take them off, because she's looking for a hand recount. They would not be able to get that done by the time the Electoral College meets. So those states' votes would not be counted to either candidate, which would mean that the best that Donald Trump would have been able to get was 260 short of the 270. And then that creates more problems in the election, but it would not really change the outcome. It would go then to the House and the Senate, which are controlled by the Republican Party, not likely to have that overturned. However, she has missed the deadline for Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania has 20 electoral votes, so that looks like that he would have 280 then with Pennsylvania in the mix, and she would not change anything. I have to say, when I looked at all this, the point of all this is really to delegitimize the election. This is really the way George Soros starts his color revolutions. Remember, they began immediately with riots in the streets. And part of what he's done in former Soviet Union countries where he's done these color revolutions is, first of all, he does it following an election. He tries to delegitimize the election. And then he tries to paint the person who won the election as authoritarian. That's what's behind all these references to Donald Trump being Hitler, calling him a racist. And then he hopes to use those two things to energize the communist student brigade, which we have plenty of now in the United States after our government has run the education system for decades out of Washington, influenced it. Join us tonight for the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm going to have more on this Electoral College breakdown, as well as many other issues, and that'll be at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern for the InfoWars Nightly News. Join us then.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.